We're talking today with 3rd District Congressman Frank Lucas. Congressman, time is getting away from you, I know, as far as the clock really is ticking on the need to try to finalize some sort of a deal to get it to the super committee, to the select committee. Where do you stand at this point?
Well, actually, there's two clocks running at the same time, Ron. The super committee itself has a deadline of November 23rd to put legislation together to offer to the full House. I have been told by the leadership of the committee that they have not addressed agriculture yet. So while they're trying to lay out a framework, they're not there yet. Now, the principals, myself, Senator Roberts, Chairwoman Stabenow, Ranking Member Peterson, are still trying to sort out a proposal to lay on the to offer up to the super committee. But I would say again, as I've said many times, until we have a commodity title that is equitable and fair by commodity and by region across the country, then we don't have a proposal, and we're not there yet.
I know that a lot of talk, we've talked before just a few days ago about direct payments. Is the concept of direct payments, is it pretty well done?
Politically, the direct payments are extremely difficult to sell to both the membership of the United States House and the leadership, and that's in both parties. So if you can't use a vehicle that has worked so well in the previous three farm bills, then what else do you come up with? That entails an enhanced crop insurance program. That entails some sort of revenue assurance. That entails a bunch of other things. But therein lies the challenge and the details. How do you address a program that not only will work for corn and soybeans, but also wheat and cotton and rice and peanuts, the rest of the country? Mm-hmm. And the devil is in the details, and right now the devil's a tough enemy to whoop.
Now, in regards, you mentioned crop insurance. Crop insurance is really a separate pot of money. It's not included in that $23 billion proposed cut, right?
No. Unlike President Obama's proposal to take $8 billion out of crop insurance, we leave the crop insurance funding alone, and that's part of the proposal. How do you protect it for 5 years so that it will be there? Those of us right now in the southwestern United States are undergoing one of the toughest drought years in my personal memory. If that turns out to be a multi-year event, or in the future if it occurs in other regions of the country, how do we come up with a program that works for us? Because right now, if we have a multi-year experience like the 1950s, the present form of crop insurance begins to fade away after a couple of bad years and becomes essentially worthless in 3 or 4 years. We can't have that kind of a so-called safety net, and that's what we're trying to work through.
Are you going to try to include that in any sort of a farm bill proposal back to the select committee that, you know, crop insurance is left alone?
From my perspective, if the agriculture committees in the House and the Senate are willing to do our part to address the national debt by the tune of $23 billion, then we need an assurance from the super committee and leadership that what we've done will last for 5 years. And yes, that means tying down all the components that cost money.
It's Halloween right now as we stand here in Amarillo. I mean, tomorrow's November 1. That was the earlier deadline we heard. How, you know, what were they telling you at this point then?
Well, from my conversations with the one of the co-chairmen of the so-called super committee, the Deficit Reduction Committee, they've not touched on ag yet. I know that November 1 has been the target date. That's what the committees wanted. That's what we've wanted to do. We're not there yet. I have a feeling if we can work out something in a reasonable amount of time, they'll still be interested in it. Because remember, Ron, of all the efforts ongoing right now in Congress, this is still the only bipartisan, bi-chamber, both chambers working together to make a difference. I don't see this happening in any other committee. Therefore, I think we have a lot of extra clout with the super committee if we can come to an agreement on something that will work for production, agriculture, and rural America.
Now, you mentioned commodity title. Regards to the nutrition title, is it pretty well mostly off the table as far as budget savings?
There will be some savings in nutrition. It'll come through the administrative side. We'll do nothing that will take any calories off the plate of any needy American. But in a program as big and as massive as it is with all the different components, there are administrative savings that can be achieved that will not affect the daily diet of any American.
One other issue. Today, EPA writing rules in regards to this double regulation, double permitting process. The House, I know, has passed this. Very frustrating on your side. The Senate, nowhere to be seen.
Well, I will give Senator Stabenow and Ranking Member Roberts credit. The Senate Agriculture Committee has passed the language that passed the House. But by the lack of Senator Reid bringing the bill to the floor, we're apparently not going to have a chance to vote on it. I guess that means the EPA starts to move forward. They basically told us in committee hearings they don't have the people or the resources to do this second round of permits. So does that mean, quite simply, if we're going to do a duplicative round, does spraying come to a halt because we can't get the paperwork done? That worries me greatly. Of course, this doesn't seem to be the kind of thing that the White House pays much attention to, but it will have a economic impact starting tomorrow across the country.
And really, there's nothing to be done at all on your side of the Capitol Hill.
All I can do in the House is stomp my feet, hold my breath, but the fact of the matter is it's up to the leadership in the United States Senate to move the bill.